10:15 to go. Cougars by five. They have Baldwin, Frazier who controls here, Thiessen, Dew, and Gaddis on the floor. Eisenhut harassing Frazier at the top. Over to Gaddis, left corner. McCowan is his man. McCowan all over him. Gaddis dribbling underneath the basket. Clock timer expires. 30-second violation, and Portland's defense holds out, and it will be Panther ball. This is also one of the liveliest crowds I have heard all year, from both the Portland and Clackamas contingents. So the turnover on the shot clock violation gives Panthers the ball back, down two possessions. Into Nelson. Nelson guarded by Thiessen. Right around him to score with the left hand. Nelson's second field goal of this second half. No, there's only three field goals in the entire game, and yet Portland has drawn within three on an 8-0 run of their own, and 64-61. Frazier out near the midcourt line. Eisenhut giving him the business. They switch on Frazier. Nelson came over to help. Basketball tipped out of the hands of Frazier, and it will stay with Clackamas. 14 seconds to shoot. Brian Stamme, the Clackamas assistant, stands up and screams at his players, hey, watch the shot clock. With good reason. Lob out is picked up by Baldwin near center court. Baldwin is guarded by Eric. 10 to shoot. Baldwin to the left wing. Dribbling back toward the center. Hanging in the air. One-handed shot good. Money shot there from Joey Baldwin. 66-61. Back the other way come the Panthers. Eric Bond dumps it into Nelson at the right post. Turn, shot over Bowman, who has ran of the game, and good. Nelson beginning to feel it. 66-63. The two heavyweights back to trading punches. Portland trying to hang on. They need help from other teams, but a win today keeps them alive in the playoff hunt. 13 to shoot. Pass is deflected and into the hands of Bowman. Kicks it right. Gaddis a three, around and out. Rebound in the corner. Baldwin and Nelson fight for it. Baldwin goes to ground again. Clackamas gets it back. Gaddis off to Gibson. Gibson is fouled. Gibson will go to the line. We have seen some frenetic contests here at Harold C. Williams Senior Court this year, but I don't think anyone has matched the intensity level of this. We still have 8.5 minutes to go. That foul is charged to Tupper. It is his third. So they put Gibson back in the game with four fouls and gave him a moment after his technical to regather himself emotionally. Misses his first free throw here. Nine fouls now, by the way, on Clackamas. Six against Portland. So both teams now into the bonus, and Gibson hits his second free throw. 67-63. Portland has not led since 31-29. And then we've got an armbar foul as McCowan drives down the right side of the offensive half. And then that will put him to the free throw line for a pair, double bonus time. That foul is charged to Frazier, so it's Frazier's fourth. So Frazier has four, Gibson has four on the Cougar side of the book. And then Bosco, who is still sitting down, with four for the Panthers. McCowan good with his first free throw. Goodness. Ice water in his veins. And probably feels like he's got a lot to prove in what had begun as a stellar freshman campaign. Injury sidelined him, picked up an injury in practice, missed a bunch of games. And playing very well here today. 67-65 as Andre makes them both. 8:23 to go. Clackamas by two. Running the point is Kaye, bodied up by McCowan. Bounce pass to Baldwin. Left foul line extended garden by Eisenhut. Now back to Kaye. Dump it into Bowman. Returns to Kaye. McCowan goes up and blocks his three-point attempt. Kaye gets the basketball back. Hand off to Bowman. Inside and scores over Nelson. Good recovery there from the Clackamas offense. 69-65. Every time Portland inches closer to one possession, Clackamas has had the response basket. McCowan tries a three from Joey Baldwin distance, misses it from the left side. Bowman can't secure the rebound. Tupper picks it up, waits for Bowman to get in the air and scores. 69-67. Portland is playing like they know their season's on the line, but Clackamas is not giving them any room to breathe. Bounce pass down low, left into Bowman. He tries to find Gaddis cutting in from the right, and Eisenhut dives in to knock that out of bounds. 7:35 to go. Clackamas 69, Portland 67. And McCowan steals the inbounds pass away from Gaddis. And he'll lead the break. Across the timeline on the right-hand side, in front of the Portland bench, over to Eric Bond. Tay guarded by Baldwin. Bounce pass into the cutting Tupper. Beats his man. Fade away from three. No good. Good defense there from Gibson. And Clackamas now on the run. Here comes Kaye into the lane. Bounce pass left. Baldwin in the corner. Goes around one man. Floater in the air. Doesn't hit rim. Gaddis rebound. McCown another block. Nelson trying to flag it down, but Baldwin beats him to the ball. New shot timer for Clackamas. And then Tupper intercepts a pass intended for Bowman. And then Kaye intercepts a pass intended for another Panther. And they give it to Bowman for the easy stuff. 71-67. I've been to Division I games, a lot of Division I games that didn't have crowd activity like what we've got right now. This is quite the pressure cooker. And we got a whistle and a foul off the ball. It's going to be a holding foul against the Cougars down low as Portland controlled along the perimeter. Tracy Howard with the whistle. And that doesn't make the Clackamas bench very happy. That foul is charged to Gaddis, his second. Gaddis guilty of holding McCown. So they put Andre McCown on the free throw line, not what Cliff Wegner had in mind, because Andre McCown has been marvelous from the free throw line today. He's only missed once. I have him for 11 attempts, now 12, and he has made 11 of those. 2 of 2 on that trip, 71-69. 6:40 to play. Kaye trapped as he comes across half court. Pass is deflected. Pass is taken by Eric Bott. Over to McCown. He goes to the goal. One hand flush. We've got a tie ball game at 71. Clackamas fires it back down to the other end and then trying to save it. Gibson bounces the ball off the floor and off the underside of the backboard. A Clackamas turnover. And Portland will finally have possession with a chance to take the lead. They tied it at 42 to begin the half, but Clackamas has held the lead up until this moment. McCowan's second dunk of the game makes it an even game at 71. Eisenhut for the lead. Jump shot from 18. Good from up high. We are rocking and rolling here in the Cascade Gym now. Portland 73, Clackamas 71. 6 minutes to play. Baldwin, a 28-footer from the right side, knocks it down. I think Cliff Wegner's happy with that effort. Clackamas into a one-point lead now. I understand Damian Lillard put on quite a show yesterday against the Golden State Warriors at the Moda Center, but this is entertaining in its own right. Eric Bond to the goal. Back to the basket, misses a layup. And the rebound pulled by Clackamas. Gibson out to Gaddis. Nelson tried to draw the charge. Over to Gibson for the lay-in. And a three-point Clackamas lead. We have a timeout, an official's timeout, as they're going to wipe up the floor here. Both teams playing their hearts out, giving the crowd a terrific show with 5:31 remaining. So the basket by Gibson, gives Clackamas a three-point lead again with 5:31 remaining. Everyone given a chance to catch their breath. Portland timeout here by Tony Broaddus. Yes, this should be a fun final 5 minutes and 31 seconds. McCown dunk gave us a tie. Eisenhut's jumper gave Portland the lead. Then Baldwin with one of those threes that would impress downtown Freddie Brown in terms of distance. And I will tell you this, that until Stephen Curry started making shots like that on a routine basis, it was not part of the game at any level now. As Mark Jackson pointed out on Christmas Day on ABC, it's infiltrated even the high school ranks. So Baldwin took a couple of those and didn't sink them, but he took a third from the first row, and he makes one. Clackamas holds that lead now. Down to Nelson in the right post against Bowman. Turn, layup, score it. Various times, one man has overpowered the other. Nelson with 8 second half points. 76-75, Clackamas. Get the feeling the team that has the ball last might win this game. Frazier bounces it into Bowman, who's doubled. The kick left for Gaddis. Wide open corner three, and he nails it. They're going to allow Clackamas to shoot the three. Gaddis makes him pay, 79-75. Now Eisenhut responds from the left wing with three. That's no good. Rebound pulled by Bowman. Frazier motoring into the lane. Left to Gattis in the corner, but he's faced up this time. Back to Frazier at the wing. Timer under 20. Bowman and Nelson hand fighting in the post. On top, it's given to Gibson. Gibson to the corner for Gattis. Cowan steps out on him. Back to Gibson. Open for three over Bosco. Got it again. 82-75. Portland trying to focus on Bowman and not rotating to the three-point shooter. And Clackamas back into a big lead here at 7 points. Ibsen's first three of the game. McCowan left wing, using a Bosco screen. Trying to play two-man game, trying to play pick and roll, it wasn't there. Over to Nelson. Nelson straight pass. Bowman to score it with the right hand. Big second half by Nelson, and boy, Portland is needed. 82-77, under 4 minutes to go here at the Cascade Gym. Eisenhut harassing Frazier as they come across the timeline right side. Lob in toward Bowman, picked off by McCowan for Portland. And then he is held coming through the center court Panthers logo by Ryan Gibson, and Gibson is done. And if you're going to commit your fifth foul, you'd like it to be a little more meaningful than that, because it puts McCowan at the line where he's been practically flawless. And Gibson blouses out his shirt in disgust as he'll take a seat at the very end of the Clackamas bench. Well, Cliff Wegner, one of the great coaches in our region, felt that he needed to keep Ryan Gibson in the game as long as possible, but Gibson just fouled himself out. Probably not worth it to pull McCowan at that point during the fast break. So an ignominious demise to Gibson's afternoon. It was a solid one. Meantime, McCowan good on the first one and good on the second one. Automatic there right now. 82-79, Cougars. Panthers hanging around though in a game they must win. Stay alive in the playoff chase. Frazier, sagged off by Eric Bond, throws to Baldwin, who nearly mishandles the tough pass to handle. Back to Frazier on top. Skip past the right corner for Gattis, who's trying to dribble by Tupper. Tupper showing good footwork. And the ball dribbles out toward Baldwin in the left corner with 8 to shoot. He dribbles around. Eric Bond falls down. No call. Portland ball. Eisenhut picks it back up. Through the lane. Goes past two defenders. He is hacked and fouled. And the Clackamas bench is upset on two fronts. One, they thought Baldwin was fouled as he dribbled around Eric Bond. And then they felt there might not have been a foul here at this end. And Cliff Wegner is having his set. So are the Clackamas fans behind me. 3:16 to go, and Eisenhut to the free throw line. I'm not sure who's louder, the fans or Wegner. Cliff hasn't been this animated all day, but he is making his moment. For Joey Baldwin, as that first free throw goes in for Eisenhut, Joey Baldwin feels like he's been hard done by the officials all day. Both shots good there for Eisenhut. 82-81. Frazier trolling, bouncing to Bowman. Over to Baldwin for the three in the corner. You got it! Joey Baldwin with a response three, a callback three. 85-81. Eisenhut trapped in the corner, out on top to Tupper. Tupper wants to take Bowman, bouncing to Eric Bond against Baldwin, and Eric Bond misses the layup as Baldwin went sprawling out of bounds. Bowman the rebound. I gotta say, that's more part of Joey Baldwin's act than I think he realizes, because the officials have not been buying it. And you wonder why he may not get a call like the one on Eric Bond a few minutes ago. On top, Baldwin controls high right forecourt. Clackamas by four, 10 to shoot, 2:20 to play. Baldwin turned around by Eric Bond, 5 to shoot, and McCowan almost steals the ball out of bounds. In fact, he does. He tipped the pass, and then Gattis is ruled to have tipped it last along the sideline in front of the bench. Another call the Clackamas bench disagrees with. And with 2:20 on the clock, Portland takes over down by four. Again, it's not a personal attack on Baldwin, the Oregon City graduate, but every time there's contact as a defender or an offensive player, if you go flying out of bounds, this is just going to be less likely to call something for you. It is the nature of the beast. Here's McCowan driving in from the right, misses his layup. Rebound Bowman over Tupper, and then you get fouled. Either by McCowan or by Tupper in frustration, as that stops the clock with 2:06 remaining and the Cougars holding the 4-point lead. Foul's called on McCowan, it's his second. Coleman, by the way, has sunk three triples in this game. I've got him for 14 points. Here's Bowman. All of his points have come from the field in the second half. He bricks the one-on-one chance. Bowman with 21 by my hand to lead the Cougars. Eisenhut pops from a long two distance at the head of the key. It scores it to make it a two-point game, 85-83. Under 2 minutes to go. Frazier walks it into the front court on the left sideline. Switches to the right-hand dribble as he comes across the top to the right wing. Eisenhut staring him down. Kick on top to Rixey. Rixey dumps it right box to Bowman. Bowman goes up against Bosco and scores, and he'll go to the line for another. And Bosco, if it's on him, I believe he has four. And it is his fifth. KJ is done. So KJ had sat on the bench for a long time, checks back in, and then they go right to Bowman and they foul KJ Bosco out. Bosco has had his hands in the air ever since he was called for the foul. In fact, he's going to leave the court with his hands in the air as a sign of protest. Surprised he didn't get teed up for that. 87-83. Bowman looks to add to the second half tally, but misses the free throw badly there. The two missed free throws could prove critical here. Clackamas by four, Eisenhut back the other way, and Nelson. Nelson can't miss the layup. Baldwin hits the deck. He was in the restraining circle, and then Nelson picks up his rebound and puts that home. 87-85 with about a minute and a half to go, and then we've got a foul on the press, and that foul is going to go against Gaddis. It's going to give Portland the ball. Gaddis pushed off on his man, McCallum, trying to receive the inbounds pass. Team control foul, so Portland does not shoot. Clock stops with 1:19 to go. Portland down 87-85. Triggering baseline left is Trey Eisenhut, looking for Nelson. Into him along the baseline, guarded by Bowman. Out to Eisenhut in the corner. They play two-man game. Back to Durrell. Durrell spins, goes to the hoop, scores it and one over Shane Rixey, who says, what? Cliff Wegner buries his face in his hands and walks away to the end of the bench where Ryan Gibson is sitting. We are tied at 87 on a three-point play for Darrell Nelson. And Portland can take the lead with this free throw with 1:13 to go. And Nelson rattles it home. 88-87. Entertaining 39 minutes. The 40th should be no less entertaining. Here's Frazier driving the right side. Contact into Bowman. Bowman fouled. Nelson tried for the charge. He went to ground. So by the same token, Nelson's hit the deck a number of times. That says Baldwin, his opponent. And Nelson has not gotten one charge call. So the officials feel that whatever Baldwin is doing, Nelson's doing roughly the same thing. So here is Mitch Bowman to the line. He was very good in the first half, but here late he has missed a couple of tries, a one and one, and then a three-point play try. 62% free throw shooter on the year, and he has attempted over 220 of them this season. So he averages 9 or 10 free throw attempts a game. 88-87 Portland, 1:02 on the clock. Bowman's first of two, no good. A couple of Portland players went in for the rebound but forgot that we were in a two-shot situation. By the way, 1 second also ran off the clock, but none of the officials are putting it back. So we now have 1 minute, 1 second left in the game. Portland by one. Bowman for the second of two, and that one goes down to tie it up at 88. Two seconds to go. Eisenhut bounces right sideline to McCallum into Tupper, right baseline, guarded by Bowman. The kick on top to Eisenhut. He's guarded by Frazier. Off to Nelson on the pick and roll. Nelson in the lane, left-hand shot, no good. Tupper sticks it back with two hands. They give Portland the lead, 90-88. 40 seconds to go. Frazier on top to Rixey. Back to Frazier, left wing, lob into Bowman. Nelson at his back. Bowman working on him. Bowman fouls, offensive foul. Nelson hits the floor, and this time he gets the call, and Cliff Wegner is ready to revolt. Portland ball with 24 and 8/10 seconds to play and a two-point lead. Both teams now in the double bonus. Next Clackamas foul will be the 10th, so Clackamas is going to go for the steal and then will foul. Taking a moment to wipe up the perspiration on the floor as we're going to get a timeout for the Cougars with 24.8 to go. I'm just trying to keep my headset up. Been that kind of night. So you look over the free throw shooting numbers here, and Eisenhut's the one guy you absolutely don't foul at 94% for the year. He hasn't tried one today, but unlikely to see Dario Papa Vicente on the free throw line here. Papa Vicente, a 40% free throw shooter throughout the year. Everybody else, with the exception of Nelson, is in the high 60s or the low 70s. Tupper actually not a bad choice from the Portland end of things at 78%. So they don't want to foul Tupper. They definitely don't want to foul Eisenhut. And I would be surprised if they send Nelson back on the floor. If they do, he would be the inbounder, but that typically has not been his role. So I see Tyrone Gaines standing up in there. Gaines, a 72% shooter. Jaslik has only taken 4 free throws all year, but he's made all of them, and he won't be in there. So you want to get the ball to a guard. Papa Vicente is going to go out there. Okay. Well, he's the guy they want to foul. Be Tupper, one of their best free throw shooters, to take the inbounds pass. They want the ball into Eisenhut ideally. And they get the Papa Vicente. He dribbles up the center and he is fouled. Fouled from behind by Gaddis. Frazier took the ball away simultaneously, but the foul occurred first. There's no arguing from the Clackamas bench about that. So this is an interesting decision by Tony Broaddus to put Dario Papa Vicente, one of his quickest, on the floor. But his worst free throw shooter among the regulars. 90 to 88, 23.2 seconds to play. First of two on the way and good. Papa Vicente silencing the doubters by sinking that free throw. And if he does it again, he'll make this a two possession lead. Bowman has checked back in for rebounding. Got them both. How about that? 40% free throw shooter makes it a 4-point game. 20 seconds to go. Frazier across half court. Frazier through the lane. Frazier for the layup. He missed it. Rebound Tupper. Tupper is fouled. 16.2 to go. And now it's Portland's game to lose from the free throw line as that foul on Rixey is his 5th. And he's done. And it will be Tupper. He's not been to the line today, but 78% on the year, and he has tried 88 of them, made 69. Portland 92, Clackamas 88, 16.2 seconds to play. Tupper's first one is good. And one of the most important baskets of this second half with the stick back. And now two of the most important free throws of the season for the Panthers, and both of them are good. 94-88, 16 seconds to go into Frazier. Frazier across half court with 13. Frazier stopping, popping for a long two with 10 seconds. He misses short, rebound Tupper. Clackamas will not foul, and that will do it. Portland needed a win to stay alive in the NWAC playoff chase, and they're able to get one back from the Clackamas Cougars today, winning on their home floor by a final of 94-88.